What do you think? Lennon and McCartney.
Lennon and McCartney. Harrison's first wife was pretty cute.
Ringo married Barbara Bach.
So that was all right.
Yeah.
He actually traded up.
Well, McCartney's making up for lost time with a one-legged hot woman.
But just think about that.
You think he could get a two-legged hot woman, though.
Hey, Gordon.
Hey.
You want to join the round table?
Yeah.
He's cutting out stories.
Yeah, with all the legs in the world, how come McCartney can only get one?
I don't know.
He could have bought two.
I guess he's
he has
going,
money.
I guess he's going for ease of access.
That's a good point. I guess. I don't really get it, but...
Accessing what?
I think it's a good point.
Well, why couldn't he just get a hot two-legged girl and cut one of her legs off?
Good point.
Let's prop him up in the corner.
That girl just looked at you very funny.
Oh, yeah. Look at her.
I don't think E. McGrath is ready for the rant.
Yeah, see, Gordon's actually used to being inside, being in all the, you know, the confines of the station, all insulated from public viewing.
Yeah.
Now he's got a woman right there just shooting daggers at him.
Oh, she hates me.
Do you listen to The Ticket, ma'am? You do?
Oh, well, then you're absolved.
She's a what? Oh, big fan of mine?
She loves the Corby.
Oh, well, you're not getting married for another week.
She's here to try to convince you not to get married.
Well, how much...
You know, there are some girls who enjoy doing that,
trying to break up marriages?
No, not break them up, but be the last one before the marriage takes place.
She's nodding her head.
The last one what?
The last one to...
Shake hands?
Ride.
Uncle Corby?
Have a pony ride?
Yeah. I mean, they take some sort of delight in that.
Do you ever think about that? Who was the
think
one...
Think that's a self-esteem issue?
The last person you had sex with before?
I've never had sex with anyone else.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
You bold-faced lie like that on the air, public airwaves.
I haven't. I don't count guys.
So I guess that means that I was next to last.
Yeah, you were.
I'm going to go interview the one that was before her.
I can't remember that night. Was Corby first, then Davey? God, we were blasted.
Yeah, we were.
That was fun, though.
No, I think I was first, but I was also last.
Remember,
Corby was in the middle.
Remember people kept walking in the bathroom? And then just seeing our stall just going crazy?
Well, videotaped it. Go back to the tape.
Our stall.
Remember we ran out of toilet paper to sup up the blood?
Hey!
All right.
What?
I'd tear you up.
You might want to...
That's weird.
Turn down the overheads there, Matt. Turn down the PA for a second.
There's a bunch of people on
there's
here.
There's like a lot of people there.
They don't know what's going
very,
on.
There's a lot of God-fearing people here. And
oh, my goodness.
Running out. They're running out screaming right now.
Why don't we just issue...
We're just punching the hell out of each other in the face. And
yeah.
Just going to town.
Let's just issue the line and get it out of the way.
What?
Bloody pants do say I love you.
What?
Oh...
What?
I don't know where you're going.
Is that part of your vows?
Yeah, you're going to include that in your vows?
Do you promise to love, cherish?
Does Bloody Pants love her?
Bloody Pants,
you
they love
you.
Okay,
you
how much
bloody
is that
pants?
Worth?
Huh?
How much?
All right, I have an offer on the table for Corby right now. If he, right after she says her vows, he turns to the audience and says, "Kill that blood!" I'll give him $500.
As I'm walking out of the church.
As he's walking out of church, I will hold out five crisp $100 bills.
And then I'll hold up the number one.
All you have to do is turn to the audience and say, "Kill, die, blood, blood."
Okay, I've got a...
How much do you wear bloody trousers?
Lord. What kind of blood? Like pig's blood or
something?
Doesn't
matter. It's all
I've got a slightly less expensive wager on the table. I'll put $200 down.
Okay.
If when... The priest says, "You may kiss the bride, you tongue kiss her and cup her ass."
That's great.
200, huh?
Kind of vulgar sounding. Is our PA down?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah, you might want to just keep that down the whole time.
People just trying to buy shirts out here.
They're like puking in the corner.
My number one fan left.
Yeah. Maybe. I hear you when you say, "You may now kiss the bride," and you just reach up and just tear off the top of her dress.
just go to town.
Yeah. She's standing there.
Get
topless.
Them drawers off, darling.
Just start hiking up her dress from the back.
You know what I think would be a nice touch? Is as she walks down the aisle, out of the train of her dress is just kind of smeared blood that's being trailed back behind her.
Like you're marrying Carrie?
You're cheapening my wedding right now.
All right, what happens if you did something kind of suggestive when you go get Seriously. The when you get the
you,
garter?
Hey,
off
Davey, you know what? Davey, make a note. Right,
how
Davey,
about this?
Make a note. Sew a blood packet in the back of her
okay.
train.
Okay. And we'll just be sitting there with a remote control.
Yeah,
right as she reaches
blood.
The altar.
Squirt.
Hey, Scott Jones.
Could you imagine seeing her walk down the aisle, looking back behind her, going, "Oh my gosh,
Scott! I want
terribly
you,
wrong.
I want you to make a tape of this segment and
you
keep
play
it
at the ready.
No, I want to have this for my children.
All right, how about this? When the priest says you may kiss the bride and she leans in to kiss you, you put your hand on the top of her head and push it down.
Signifying...
Ooh, wow. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What does that symbolize?
How about at the reception?
What a horrible trick that is.
Oh, boy.
How about at the reception?
That... Has that move ever been performed?
Oh, I guarantee it.
That has never happened in the history of weddings.
Mississippi, it happens all the time.
I gotta go.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Just people are creeping me out.
Why are people creeping you out? What do you mean?
Because they keep walking in here and looking at me all funny. Hey, here's Bloody Pants guy.
There's a guy who's sewing a blood packet in his bride's
hey,
train.
Hey, hear what old Corby's doing? Getting bloody panties for Julie.
What?
Hey, what do the bridesmaids look like?
Yahooty!
What? The bridesmaids?
Yeah,
well,
what do you got?
They're pretty bloody.
Wow.
So wrong. But I'm laughing.
Oh.
There's only... Stop playing the dog sound. There's
well,
only
you said
one.
That all the bridesmaids were ugly.
No, yeah. I did not. There's only one.
You said they were hideous.
And it's my sister, okay? God.
What about, do you have any usherettes or anything?
Usherettes?
I mean, yeah, like a drill team?
Yeah.
Usherettes. No, we don't have any usherettes. We have big, strong men. I mean, my best man is my Todd, my brother-in-law.
My Todd?
My Todd. What?
So you basically only have two people standing up there with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why subject any other woman to buy those hideous outfits they gotta...
Yeah, so since you only have one,
mm-hmm.
So the girl can wear whatever she wants. She doesn't have like a bridesmaid's dress.
Right.
She doesn't have
right.
So
right.
she can come casual, her dress casual.
Yeah, like overalls,
tube top.
And we have a comment from Julie's bridesmaid here.
It's my sister.
You're the one that said she's bloody.
Yeah, she said.
Well, why is a dog being played when she's bloody? And I didn't say she was bloody.
But you insinuated it.
I gotta
Gordon,
go.
Oh, I'm dying over here.
Oh, wow.
Where you gotta go, Corby?
Houston.
For what?
Houston.
They sell
there.
Blood packets here. You don't need to.
Yeah, but you can buy them by the gross down there.
Blood
big warehouse.
Packets. I picture like these little Taco Bell hot sauce things.
there's some radio station down there doing a remote for blood packets. Christmas special.
Can I get like 8 blood packets and show onto the back of a wedding train?
You have any blood packets that remote fire?
Rapid, real rapid fire.
Could you imagine that? That's what I'm going to do at my next wedding. I'm going to have big blood cannons on either side of the church in the front. And as soon as we, instead of shooting confetti out in the audience,
spread out these howitzers.
Blood cannon.
Everybody, enjoy deer blood.
Oh, gosh. That would be such a touching ceremony.
They go drums of blood.
Blood cannons.
Think Julie's liking this?
Oh. She ain't listening.
Tell over this conversation.
I think at my ceremony, I'm just going to have a blood fire hose. Just going all crazy.
Just let it, no one's really training it on anything, it's just going crazy?
Yeah, no one's holding on to it, it's just full pressure, just snaking all over the place.
Like a water weenie.
Yeah, at my wedding, I put one of those clown's heads in the middle of the aisle.
Just have it spin around?
Yeah, and hooked a blood hose up to it. The clown's head was spraying blood all over the congregation.
Oh, and then when the wedding party leaves, you have a slip and slide down the aisle, and you just slide down the blood.
Gosh.
Heartwarming.
The hell is going on?
I don't know.
Oh.
I've seen Gordon laugh this much.
Oh, gosh. I just got really tickled at this. I'm sorry.
Bloody weddings.
When is this blood kick going to be over? I don't know.
I don't know. We're late.
Gordon, no, we're not.
Okay.
Speaking of blood, we're late.
Yeah, okay. Coming up next, we'll talk to Corby about his wedding. It's 9:14.
Really hit the details.
On the ticket, here's a ticket ticker.